Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. After years of delay, California has become the final state to allow E15. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that had been passed several weeks ago. Troy Bradenkamp is with the Renewable Fuels Association, and he's our guest on this Field Talk podcast. So, Troy, after long last, California has legalized E15. How long will it take to get things ramped up in California?
We hope it won't take very long. This has been about 8 years in the making. We started working on getting E15 approved in California quite a while ago. So it's an exciting day. Now you're right. The hard work does start. We've done some preliminary work in California for about the last month. We have been holding workshops with retailers. We have covered about 40% of the retailers in California so far. There's a high level of interest in them adopting E15. Many of those, we anticipate moving their pump blends from E10 to E15. That certainly won't happen overnight. There's some regulatory hurdles that still have to be cleared. California has different environmental regulations than almost any other state. The good part of that is that they do have a lot of autonomy. They make a lot of their own rules. And so much of their pump infrastructure is already approved to use higher blends of ethanol. So it's really just going to be a process of getting the retailers to adopt it. We think that will happen in relatively short time. It won't happen overnight, but it could happen within the next year or two. You would see almost all of E10 being switched over to an E15 blend at the pumps in California.
Farmers and ethanol advocates have certainly pushed for E15 in California. So what will this mean to the industry?
Once it is fully switched over, once we have all the pumps from E10 moving over to E15, that is about a 600 million gallon increase in ethanol demand just by making that switch in California. And to equate that to bushels of corn, it's over 200 million bushels more of corn grind that will be demanded to meet that new California E15 usage. So it's pretty exciting all the way around. It should be a very positive thing, not only for the ethanol industry, but for the corn grower as well.
I understand California will be able to sell E15 year-round without needing a waiver or any special legislation. Why is that?
Correct. They have taken a lot of their environmental, mostly Clean Air Act authority. They have put that at the state level. They exceed what the federal government requires, and the Clean Air Act allows states to do that that wish to do that, and they chose that a long time ago. So their low carbon fuel standard will and all the rules and the regulations that have been developed around that allows them to do things like sell E15 year round. So they will be able to do that year round. This brand new market will need to be filled, and we're excited to see how quickly we can get those retailers in California to adopt E15 as the standard fuel of choice.
A lot of folks have been pushing for year-round E15 nationwide. Could California's move help kind of pave the way for that nationwide approval?
The fact that the California legislature approved this law on an emergency basis unanimously, there was no votes of opposition either through the California House or the California Senate. And now with Gavin Newsom signing this bill, our mantra is going to be, when we talk to folks in Washington, D.C., if California can do it, so can you. So we're really pivoting now hard to take this momentum that we see coming out of California and try and move the needle to get the nationwide E15 allowance. for summertime driving season, get that legislation over the hump. And we hope that that momentum will carry through from Sacramento all the way to Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And tune in to your local LFN affiliate daily for the latest in farm news, weather, and market analysis.